So this is her prayer. And the text, the sutra, goes on to tell us that by his magical power, making positive creative use of it on this occasion, the Buddha shows by Dehi a number of different pure lands. Lands where there is no sorrow, no suffering, not even the voice, not even the echo of any lamentation. And she sees them all in a sort of vision. And she selects, for her very own as it were, Sukhavati, the pure land of Amitabha or Amitayos in the west. Sukhavati, the land of bliss. And she says she would like to be reborn there. And the Buddha proceeds to tell her what she must do to achieve this. She must go for refuge. She must observe the 10 precepts, and so on. There's quite a lot of instruction given at this point, which I'm not going to recapitulate. But he also tells her that she must meditate on Amitayus, the Buddha of eternal life, and his pure land, Sukhavati. Meditate on them, visualize them, so that she can see them, at least in her meditation, for herself in this life. And he teaches her how to do this by way of a series of 16 meditations. The first meditation consists in concentrating on the disk of the setting sun, the deep, red, round disk of the setting sun. And then, having concentrated on that, next, one concentrates on a ground, a foundation, infinite in all directions, of blue, lapis lazuli, crisscrossed with a network of golden cords. And then, from amidst the golden cords, one visualizes springing up trees made of jewels, lakes made of jewels, lotuses made of jewels, and eventually, after a whole series of meditations, in the midst of them all, in the midst of the jewel trees, in the midst of the jewel lakes, the jewel lotuses, one sees Amitayus himself, Amitabha himself, the Buddha of eternal life and infinite light, attended by his two great bodhisattvas, embodying his compassion and his wisdom. And the Buddha further tells Vaidehi that having meditated in this way, when she comes to die, she'll be reborn in this higher spiritual world, in this pure land, Sukhavati. And she'll be reborn from a beautiful lotus flower. She'll find herself sitting in the calyx of this lotus flower. The petals will open, and she will see before her Amitayus or Amitabha face to face. And she will hear his teaching, the Dharma, from his own lips. And she'll have nothing to do but practice the Dharma, meditate on the Dharma. Nothing to do but that. Conditions in the Pure Land, conditions in Sukhavati, are absolutely ideal. When the wind blows through the trees, you hear the jewel flowers on the jewel trees go tinkle, tinkle. But not just tinkle, tinkle. They give little discourses on the Dharma. And there are birds there. There are curlews, there are waterfowl, there are birds of paradise, and they all, when they cry and call, they speak, they cry and call of the Dharma. So under circumstances like that, where everything speaks to you of the Dharma, where all conditions conduce to the attainment of the enlightenment, well, surely, I won't say quickly and easily, but surely, steadily, you will gain even enlightenment. So this is the picture of Sukhavati, which is painted in the first instance for the benefit of Vaidehi in the Amitayur Dhyana Sutra. And surely it's a very, very beautiful picture. But it may at the same time, though so beautiful, seem a little remote from us, a little remote from the world which we ordinarily inhabit. But Sukhavati is not just another world in that sort of sense. Sukhavati is something which we have in fact, to create on this earth to the fullest extent that we possibly can. We have to improve conditions here on earth, have to make them more and more and more conducive to the following of the spiritual life and the attainment of enlightenment. And that is why we've created our own Sukhavati on howsoever small a scale, howsoever embryonically and germically. We've created our own Sukhavati, our own nucleus of a new society. We've created this society in which there's no room for representing, no room for authority, no room for power. This very idea of representing, the very idea of authority, the very idea of power is absurd in such a place as Sukhavati, where the bodhicitta reigns supreme. So we create a society in which there's only room for the individual, or for individuals in free association with one another. Create a society which is governed by, inspired by, the principle of the great friendliness and the great compassion. A society which is inspired by wisdom. A society which is inspired above all by the bodhicitta, the will to enlightenment, by all, for all, and all in all.